Good morning, I'm Grace David with news from the Archdiocese of Milwaukee Catholic Schools. Student Council members at St. John the 23rd in Port Washington are holding an Advent Mitten Tree collection through December 20th. The 22 Student Council members, made up of students in grades 5 through 8, started this collection in hopes of keeping those in need warm this winter. They are collecting new or gently used mittens, hats, scarves, and warm socks. Donated items are placed on Christmas trees located in the front halls of both St. John 23rd campuses. All items will be donated to St. Ben's in Milwaukee. Good work, St. John the 23rd Student Council members. Congratulations to the kindergarten through third grade students from St. Dominic in Brookfield, who placed second last weekend in the International Academy of Chess Tournament, the Muskego Melee. The chess club has been active at St. Dominic for approximately 10 years. This school year's team is just getting started and hope to have 30 members, grades kindergarten through 8th grade. The members meet once a week to hone their skills and get individualized instruction. St. Dominic will host a chess tournament on January 21st. Good luck to all the St. Dominic Chess Club members. Elementary and middle school students and staff from all Archdiocese of Milwaukee schools are invited to attend two upcoming Marquette University basketball games. Catholic Schools Day at the men's basketball game will be on Saturday, January 28th. Friday, February 3rd at 11:30 a.m. is the date of the Catholic Schools Day at the women's basketball game. Free tickets to the women's game will be available for all elementary and middle school students, staff, and chaperones. Pre-registration is required. There will be a pre-game mass on the Marquette campus at 10 a.m. All schools in attendance will be recognized at halftime. For more information, please contact Greg Conkite at Marquette University at 414-288-0264 or Gregory Conkite at marquette.edu. And now moving on to our headlines from the Catholic Herald and catholicherald.org. This is a time of year we hear about wishes, so it is fitting that the Catholic Community Foundation awarded a $15,000 grant to each of five parishes to help them fulfill something on their wish lists. The awards, part of the Foundation's 15th anniversary celebration, were announced December 1st. Read how the five parishes are going to use the grants in this week's Catholic Herald and at catholicherald.org. Speaking of reasons to rejoice, Father Pat Heppe devotes his Herald of Hope column to the importance of stepping back from the busyness of Advent and Christmas in order to rejoice in what we are really celebrating. He writes that joy is a characteristic of true Christians, and that true joy removes sullenness from the life of a true believer. Read Father Pat's inspirational piece in this week's Catholic Herald and at catholicherald.org. What's in store for the pro-life movement during President Trump's administration? In a guest opinion, Cardinal Timothy Dolan expresses cautious optimism that the new president's policies regarding life issues will match promises he made as a candidate. You'll find the Cardinal's explanation in this week's Catholic Herald. There's still time to order a Catholic Herald gift subscription or to extend your subscription, so you can receive an 18-by-24-inch George Pollard charcoal print of St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. The supply is limited, so call today at 414-769-3500. Again, that's 414-769-3500, or go to catholicherald.org. On behalf of the Catholic Herald and catholicherald.org, this is Grace David, encouraging you to live a hope-filled Advent. Thank you for listening. We now return you to Living Our Faith with Archbishop Lestecky.